COVID-19 has severely affected the number of immigrants coming to Australia, with international borders closed to tourists and foreign workers. But now academics say it's time to restart immigration to boost economic growth and help the community. Eduardo Jordan found out more.
For the first time since World War II, Australia will lose 72,000 migrants this financial year, and population growth will drop just to 0.2%, the slowest in a century. Director of the Tax and Transport Policy Institute at the Australian National University, Professor Robert Brunig, says COVID has affected immigration.
COVID's had obviously a huge impact on immigration. It's had an impact on students coming to Australia. That's a very large component of temporary migration to Australia, and it's had a big, obviously, negative economic effect on universities, but it's also had an effect on the wider economy. So there are a lot of people who come to Australia on work visas of one type or another, and they haven't been able to come to Australia. So one of the consequences of that is that there are actually a lot of jobs that are going unfilled. And in fact, there was an interesting article just this morning in the AFR from a little town saying that they have lots and lots of jobs and they couldn't find anybody to work in them, because normally they're jobs that would have been taken by people who are visiting Australia and working while they're here.
Besides international students, Professor Brunig says two main workers are affected, one of which is backpackers.
One is Australia has what's called a backpacker visa. Not every country is part of the program, but there are many countries where people can come here and they can stay for 12 or in some cases 24 months, and they're allowed to work while they come here. So a lot of people from Europe and people from South America as well come here, and what they do is they travel part of the time and then they work part of the time. And this has a really good benefit for the Australian economy because, as I said before, they're doing these jobs often like picking fruit, or if you travel in the Northern Territory and some of the remote areas, a lot of the people tending bar or working in the little hotels are on these backpacker visas. And they work these jobs for a few months. They do jobs that need to be done that would go unfilled otherwise.
Skilled workers have also been affected.
And then there's another group of people who are on straight work visas. So Australia has a skilled migrant program, and that skilled migrant program has changed over the years in various ways, but essentially when there are certain skilled jobs that are identified as having a shortage of labor in Australia, people can come on a visa to Australia, work, and fill those shortages.
But restarting immigration won't just have economic benefits. CEO of the Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia, Muhammad Al-Kafaji, says multicultural families and refugees are looking forward to it.
We know that Australia heavily depends on migration, and there are many industries that heavily rely on migration, but also we know that many families depend on it, and you know, many family reunions have been put on hold, and many people's futures have been put on hold, whether that's, you know, studying or being reunited. So absolutely, we need to look at this issue on how do we safely reopen our migration system to help the economy, but also for other purposes as well, because, you know, we have our obligation to, you know, refugees who are waiting to be resettled as well. I think that needs to all be considered.
He also says migration is part of Australia's history and it needs to restart soon.
We need to acknowledge that modern Australia has been made from point of migration. Migrants like me and my parents and, you know, generations before us have come to this country and have built this country to what we know it as, you know, modern Australia. So we are proud of, obviously, our multicultural society, and we celebrate it. I think we can't, you know, forget that fact, and I think we need to make sure that that's part of the Australian story, migration and immigration.
But there are concerns about how the government can restart immigration.
What worries me is that, I guess, priority will be given to cohorts that the government decides are a priority. So, for example, if immigration will help the economy, whoever those people are will get the priority over, for example, humanitarian entrance, for example, or family reunions, in my opinion. So we need to strike a balance, and we need to make sure that we don't overlook the humanitarian program or the social program that, you know, makes up a small portion of the migration program. I think those are very important, and in these times we just need to make sure there is a fair balance between, you know, wanting to prop up the economy, but also there are families, there are refugees out there that need to be reunited. We need to think about how we do that safely and gradually.
Professor Brunig says quarantine could be part of the solution.
Basically, the way it would work is that people would be tested for COVID before coming to Australia. They wouldn't be allowed on the plane if the test was positive. They wouldn't be allowed on the plane if they were showing any symptoms of sickness. Once they got here, they would be put into quarantine and they would be tested again, perhaps twice. You could test people sort of 2 or 3 days after arrival, and then you could test people again at the end of 2 weeks. You have a system where people's meals are brought to them, so there's no contact with anybody local. And that would be a very safe way of getting people here into Australia. And you would charge people for it. It seems to us like it's an opportunity to kind of both generate economic activity, but kind of solve this problem of lack of migrants that are coming here.